Hi there, I'm Caitlin Daly Gonzalez, Education Director for the New Haven Symphony Orchestra, and you're listening to Listen Up, a podcast that shows you how to get more out of the music you love. It's been a while. Since our last season, I've gotten a new last name, we've lived through a global pandemic, and Taylor Swift has released not one, but two albums. We've got a lot to break down. There goes the maddest woman this town has ever seen. She had a marvelous time ruining everything. As the world shut down from the pandemic, we experienced a wide spectrum of emotions. There was sadness, grief, and anxiety, but also in the mix were love and even joy as we finally saw more of our family and friends. We baked sourdough, danced on TikTok, and listened to music to help us process our emotions and connect with others when we couldn't be with them physically. Which got me thinking a little more deeply about music, emotions, and cultures. We know from the past two seasons that different cultures can experience the same piece of music in different ways. For example, in season two, we learned how Indian ragas, or scales, embody a specific emotion, but Western ears might not be able to name that emotion. But in this season, we want to go even further in exploring this concept. How are our shared human experiences portrayed in music? Are there any universal truths as to different musical techniques that composers use to capture these emotions? Here's an example of what I mean. In very basic terms, we usually think of minor chords as sounding sad. And there are different techniques that composers have used over the centuries to also convey sad emotions. For example, in the Baroque era, composers would use a descending pattern to demonstrate sadness. Listen to it here in the opera Dido and Aeneas. That same idea can be found in something called the pianto gesture in Mozart's time, which was used to convey whimpering or sadness. So let's put all these together and listen to a song that is in a minor key, has a descending pattern, and a pianto gesture. Wait, what? Yup, you heard it correctly. The song's name is Happy, but it has all the makings of a super sad song. It's in the key of F minor and uses two musical gestures that normally convey unhappiness. So what makes it so happy? Well, it doesn't hurt that the lyrics talk about all things happy, that it's got an upbeat tempo, and an infectious clapping rhythm that just makes you want to bop along. So in this sense, the things that could make it sad are outnumbered by the things that make it happy, according to our ears. But what other cool tricks have composers used over the centuries and across countries to convey specific emotions? Let's dive in together and explore the ways that music expresses that which often cannot be expressed in any other way, our human emotions. Listen Up is produced by the New Haven Symphony Orchestra and hosted by me, NHSO Education Director Caitlin Daly Gonzalez. Season 3 of Listen Up is sponsored by Frontier Communications. Our producer is Katie Bonner Russo. Our recording engineer and editor is Keith Striavi. Our research assistant is Dr. Sasha Pizer. To learn more about the New Haven Symphony Orchestra's concerts and award-winning education programs, including free quizzes for teachers to use with this podcast, visit newhavensymphony.org.